Cornerstone, let's pray. O Lord, God and King, you have the holy words of eternal life. Please speak to us by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we might hear what you would say to us today. Amen. Please open your Bibles and listen, for these are the very words of God coming from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you may immediately cast into a fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." These, my friends, are the very words of God. Thanks be to God. But if not. Maybe you've heard this true story before, but the heroism, courage, and faithfulness of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are in no small part responsible for the rescuing of more than 330,000 troops in World War II, all because of those three words. But if not. So those three young men were about to be thrown in the fire, answer King Nebuchadnezzar as he taunts them. "Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you will immediately cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego then answers the king and says, "Our God, the who we serve, will deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." But if not. So, at Dunkirk in May 1940 when the German army trapped the British soldiers. A communication was sent from the commander of the British forces back to Britain. The communication was only three words: "But if not." That's all that was sent. The person who received this message back in England knew that those three words came from this passage of Holy Scripture. It was a good thing that he was a Christian. How many of us, if we heard those three words, "but if not," would even have a clue what that meant? But quite frankly, during that time, almost all the Western world knew what those three words meant and where they came from. Such was the nature of biblical literacy many years ago. It was a different time back then, arguably a better time. And they knew that these three words meant two primary things. First, we need help. And second, we will never give in. So, in response to that communique, one of the most daring and most ambitious rescue mission attempts in all of World War II happened. Commander Ramsay called forth the British people that every boat between 30 and 100 feet, that means fishing boats, commercial vessels, or personal yachts, were suddenly thrust into the service to go to Dunkirk and get as many people out. They saved over 330,000 soldiers because of that little communique with those three words inspired by these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who lived long ago and had the courage to not give in. May we also be a people who do not give in to the evil powers of this world and those who are trying to change the true Christian faith. May we hold firm to all that is proclaimed in the Holy Scriptures and stand firm in the church's faithful tradition and understanding of the Holy Scriptures, passed down throughout the ages from Christ to his apostles and then to the early church fathers of the church, down to us today. And when, not if, but when we are held up to the fire, may we, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, remain faithful and never give in. Never. 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 Often, when we are faced with the fires of this world, we cower in fear rather than step on out. We are protective of ourselves, we're protective of our family, and rightly so. Rightly so. But I believe that we are living in a day where we, again, as God's people, need to stand out boldly and with courage and stand up for God here and now among this church and among this community, especially in Pella, since you and I live here. Often we think that Christianity is personal. And Christianity is personal. Our relationship with God is personal. But it's never, ever meant to be private. There is a difference. And it seems to me that sometimes what is going on in the world, as Brent has pointed out, it seems just too much for one or two or a church or a city to bear. But that's why God gives us each other, to carry it together. God has given you, by His Holy Spirit, different gifts. God has given you, my friends, different ways that you can be involved and build God's church. God helps us, my friends, even more than us carrying this. God gives us the gifts that we need to carry it. It was only the three that were put in the fire, but a fourth showed up in the midst of the fire. And so often, I think that what happens is that we want God to first show up, and then we'll do something. And I think over and over again, it shows us in Holy Scripture that we, my friends, need to first step out in faith, and then we find that God is already there, even if it's in the midst of the fires. I think about what happened at Dunkirk. I believe that God could have saved many, even with one boat. But there was many boats that showed up, and many were saved. And I think what we are meant to do, my friends, is often we just need to show up. Just be here. Be in the presence of God. And I'm not just talking about coming to church on Sunday. I mean, be there. Be there when you are reading Holy Scripture every day. Be there when we are praying together and never stop praying. Be there and you will meet God there. When we have a mission, when we have a goal, when we feel that God is calling us to something, be there. And God shows up. Step out in faith, my friends. And I truly believe that God will be there. But if not, we need help, and God helps us. And we will never, ever give in and back away from God's mission. May it be so for not just this church, but every faithful church of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Please pray with me. Father, help us to remember that the good that we do when we stand up for your truth and your ways and your mission always ripples out to strengthen and encourage the whole body. And not just the whole body, but our whole community. Lord, we desire that many would be saved along with you. And we ask, O Lord, that you would empower us, that you would encourage us, that you would give us all that we need to face even the fires ahead. Please help us to be courageous and faithful in all things, not just simply so that we can be strong in ourselves, but so that we can give strength and encouragement to others and build your kingdom and church here. But if not, all this we pray in Jesus' most holy name, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you all.